Horse hauls buggy right into hardware store after fodder. The Atlanta Journal, Saturday, the 29th of November, 1913, page 3, column 1. A small stack of fodder left over from a Thanksgiving window decoration, two plate glass windows, and Zeb, the buggy horse of G.R. Garner, formed the cast of a little tragedy Friday afternoon, much to the discomfiture of the King Hardware Company at 442 Marietta Street. Zeb, who was about as well known as Chief of Police Beavers, was standing in front of the Garner store, dozing in front of the Garner store, dozing peacefully when awakened by a passing trolley. In the window of the King Hardware Company, he spied a stack of fodder that once formed a part of the Georgia Products decorations. The invitation was too tempting to overlook, and Zeb proceeded to enter in the most approved fashion through the front door, irrespective of the buggy hitched to him. It so happened that the floor hadn't been made to fit the buggy, or vice versa, and the nearest thing to food that Zeb encountered was a bundle of mop handles that fell rattling to the floor, astonishing the animal to such an extent that he began to back out. As has been intimated, the buggy and door entrance didn't fit. The vehicle turned over, and two perfectly good plate glass windows were prepared for the junk pile. Undismayed, Zeb continued on out, while clerks scrambled to reach the scene of the tragedy. In the excitement that followed, bits of broken glass were thrown at the feet of the horse, who wasn't interested, especially, until someone made a mistake and sent the fodder in his direction. Zeb got his meal and he won't be punished. The King Hardware Company says so. It was the plate glass insurance company set up, you see.